This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Republican-controlled U.S. Senate handed U.S. President Donald Trump a major pre-election day political victory Monday. It confirmed his Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, in a 52-48 party-line vote. One Republican, Susan Collins, voted against the confirmation. The ceremony comes a month after a similar event to announce Barrett's nomination. The White House held an outdoor celebration to mark the event. The announcement was linked to a COVID-19 outbreak that infected President Trump, the First Lady, and a number of others. Barrett will now succeed the liberal justice, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died last month. At the ceremony, conservative Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas administered one of the oaths that justices have to take, according to the White House. Chief Justice John Roberts administers the separate judicial oath at the court on Tuesday. Mr. Trump pressed the U.S. Senate to confirm Barrett to the lifetime post before the November 3rd election, which would create a 6-3 conservative majority on the top U.S. judicial body. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the Republican majority was lighting its credibility and on fire by proceeding with the vote so close to the U.S. presidential elections. During the final term of U.S. President Barack Obama, Republicans blocked Obama's election year nominee, allowing his Republican successor, Donald Trump, to make the pick. U.S. President Trump's administration on Monday slapped fresh sanctions on Iran's oil sector, including over sales to Syria and Venezuela. Since 2018, the Trump administration enforced sweeping sanctions aimed at ending all of Iran's key oil exports and seeking to choke off all cash sources. This is